Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Procrastination Killer. You know that feeling when you finally finish a task you've been putting off? That rush of accomplishment, like you just climbed Mount Everest and then had a celebratory pizza? Yeah, we all crave that feeling. But what if I told you there's actual science behind why we procrastinate and, more importantly, how to hack our brains for maximum productivity? Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of reward systems and how they directly influence our actions, or lack thereof. Because let's be honest, sometimes our brains are like toddlers who only want what they want, when they want it. But guess what? We can train those little dopamine-seeking monsters to work in our favor. Here are 5 key takeaways that will change how you think about getting things done. First up, instant gratification is a powerful drug. Seriously, our brains are wired to seek immediate rewards. That's why scrolling through social media feels so much better than tackling that looming project. But here's the catch. Long-term satisfaction often comes from delaying gratification. Think of it like this. Binge watching an entire season of your favorite show feels amazing in the moment, but you'll probably regret missing out on those other things you could have done with your time. Second, break down big tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever heard the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, it applies to everything. When faced with a giant project, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and procrastinate. But by breaking it down into bite-sized pieces, you create mini milestones that trigger those dopamine hits, those little rewards that keep you motivated. You conquer one small step, you get a feeling of accomplishment, and boom, you're hooked. Third, find your flow state. This is that magical zone where you're completely absorbed in what you're doing. Time seems to disappear, and you're super productive. It's like being in the zone while playing video games or jamming out on an instrument. The key is finding activities that truly engage you and minimize distractions. Fourth, reward yourself. This isn't about indulging in junk food, although, hey, a little treat every now and then can be nice. It's about celebrating your wins, big or small, with something that genuinely brings you joy. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or spending time with loved ones, these rewards reinforce positive behaviors and keep you motivated. Finally, be kind to yourself. We all struggle with procrastination sometimes. It's human nature. Don't beat yourself up over slip-ups. Just acknowledge them, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of starting projects but never finishing them? You know, that feeling when you're brimming with enthusiasm at the beginning, but then life happens, distractions creep in, and suddenly your masterpiece is gathering dust? Well, I've been there. Just last month, I decided to learn how to play the ukulele. Started off strong, watching tutorials, even bought a fancy strap, but then reality hit. Work deadlines, social commitments, Netflix. They all seemed more urgent than mastering, row, row, row your boat. My ukulele gathering dust became a symbol of my procrastination tendencies. But you know what? I've started applying these science-backed tips to break the cycle. First, I broke down learning the ukulele into smaller chunks, mastering a new chord each week. Then, I found a buddy who also wanted to learn. Accountability is key. And finally, I'm rewarding myself with a good cup of coffee every time I practice for 30 minutes. It's amazing how much motivation that little bit of self-care provides. So there you have it, folks. The science behind reward systems and productivity is pretty cool stuff. But ultimately, it boils down to understanding your own brain and creating a system that works for you. Remember, celebrate the small wins, break things down into manageable chunks, find activities that energize you, and be kind to yourself along the way. Now go out there, conquer your procrastination monsters, and make some magic happen. I'll catch you in the next episode with more tips and tricks to level up your productivity game. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with a friend who needs a little procrastination-busting inspiration. Until then, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.